first perek in the Derech Hashem. The last idea that a person has to know about the Ribono Shel Olam. Mimash Tzorach Sheyeda Od. Next bit of information that a person has to know. Shehamotzi Hazeh Yisbarach Shemo Muchrach Sheya Echad Lo Yosef. The Ribono Shel Olam, according to the conditions that we mentioned of what defines the Ribono Shel Olam, another definition or another condition is that he has to be one and not more than one. Perush She'iyashar she'imotsu mitsuyim rabin she'mitsiyusa muchrach me'asmo. Since we said that the Ribono Shel Olam is not dependent on anything else for his existence, but he's intrinsic, absolute existence on himself. If there would be two, then they'd be dependent on each other. There's another idea. He doesn't say it openly, but if there would be two, then one would be not the other, and that wouldn't be shlemus. There'd be something that Ribono Shel Olam isn't. He isn't the other one. So in order to be muchrach and shalem, I understand the shalem part, because I'm the one who said that. But the muchrach part, I'm not 100% sure how that works. Why you can't have two nivroim that are both muchrach. We'll see in a second what he says over here, but I really don't understand 100%. The imshi motzu nimtsoyim acherin, lo yimotzu el mepnei shehu mamtsiyam birtsono. Aye, there are other things besides the Ribono Shel Olam, but there really isn't. Because the Ribono Shel Olam is the source of all those other things. They exist every second because of him. They're not an existence on its own. Because if there be two gods, they couldn't both be muchrach. Because then there would be two mitzias, and neither, each one would be dependent on the other. In any case, the... he brings a marshal that if a person imagines a tree in his mind, so that tree exists in his mind, but it's not really in existence except when he stops thinking about it, the tree doesn't exist. When he thinks about it, the tree is there. It's not an exact marshal, because we do exist, but we exist kibiyochol in the rotzon of the Ribono Shel Olam. There it's talking about machshava, in the thought, in the imagination of a person that exists. If he stops thinking about it, it doesn't exist. Here, it exists in the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. If he doesn't will it, it doesn't exist. So, in fact, there's nothing that exists except the Ribono Shel Olam, because everything else that exists, exists because he wants it to exist. It's part of him. The that's what he says, what it means, that Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't exist in the world. The world has its existence, and the Ribono Shel Olam exists within that existence. But he is the existence of the world. The world exists within him. It exists because he wants it to exist, so therefore there's nothing extra in the existence of everything that exists. It's all part, kibiyachal, of the Ribono Shel Olam, except the part of his rasam. It is his will that is manifested by everything else that exists. And that's what he says over here. The feet varav b'das tunos, Harimitzius no sefis kolshi, any other existence, so seris is hechrich hamitzius harishona. That contradicts the innate existence of the Ribono Shel Olam. Gamim hano sefis lo muchrachas miasma, even if that addition, something else exists, is not that intrinsic existence, vafilu imhi lo muchrachas klal. And therefore, what's it called? Is still, there's something else. There's something that besides the Ribono Shel Olam. So I don't understand. I understand why that upsets the shlemus of the Ribono Shel Olam, because there is something else besides him. That means he's not that something else. If he is that something else, which we're saying that everything else that exists is a product of the Ratzon Hashem, then that doesn't affect his shlemus. That's part of his shlemus. But why there can't be two beings that are muchrach and independent of each other? They're not dependent on each other. If they're dependent, I understand, then the metzias of the Ribono Shel Olam depends on something else. But let's say they're independent of each other. why can't there be two? I don't understand 100% why that is so sure, the fact that the Rabbanu Shlom is muchrach.
Something that can exist, why
can't the Rabbanu Shlom be muchrach to exist, right? And if he doesn't exist, then that other thing won't exist either, right? But the other thing exists with the same conditions of the Rabbanu Shlom. It's not a muchrach. Yeah, but that's, he says that can't be. It's not that we're totally in the Rabbanu Shlom. We only exist in his Ratzon. But another Metzius would be something that exists in addition to the Rabbanu Shlom. Okay? That can't be, because then the Rabbanu Shlom wouldn't be Muchrach. Why not?
But the other thing is dependent on, if the other thing is dependent on the Rabbanu Shlom,
yeah,
then it does, then it isn't so. I mean, it said, if the man who says about other Rishon that in the beginning when he was never that's I think the says he in Dashpunus himself uses that word. There's no difference in the first level when Adam was created, ain Bematsi of Benetzel Gvad. That's what it says, that he was Magemi Sofa Adam Atsofa. So the only difference was that Hashem is the creator and he's the creator. That's the only difference.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. There's a difference between other things exist, we exist. Says we don't exist. We exist only in the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shlom. Because if we have a separate existence, then there'd be something else besides the Rabbanu Shlom. So I understand if that's the case, then the Rabbanu Shlom wouldn't be a shalim. But why couldn't the Rabbanu Shlom be muchrach and something else exist, and he wouldn't be dependent on him? Yeah, that's not dependent on him.
I don't think he means muchrach, meaning that because Baruch Hu is totally independent. Means that it's muchrach from our point of view that we can't be dependent on more than one source.
Well, that's not what he's saying.
Because if you look at those gimel, because the idea was mitzvahs muchrach.
Right.
That means you eat after you had a dollar cloth. You can't have mitzvahs without a kibbutz. So his mitzvahs is muchrach.
Right. That means that he's not. Right. It's not that he can exist. He has to exist.
In reference to our
Mitzvahs. No, it's not what he said. No, the Rabbanu Shlom exists not dependent on anything else. Right? He exists absolutely. That's what Muchrach means. Through all the whole pieces, that's what he said. That's what everybody explains. Right? The Rabbanu Shlom is not it's possible to him exist, but possible not to. It's impossible that he can't exist. Right? That's what Muchrach means. So I understand why it's not impossible for him not to exist if there's something other existence that he's not dependent on.
There's another existence that's not dependent on the drop, and there's another source of life. There's another koyach out there that takes away.
So, but if the Rabbanu Shlom is not dependent on that koyach, so he is
he's not the source of all life anymore.
He's not the source of life. He just happens to exist, a separate thing.
Yeah, Rabbanu
Shlom
with the source of his life?
Could be, yeah, but he's not constantly the source. That's what he says. If the Rabbanu Shlom just would be the source of creations, but they exist separate from him, then that's also not Achdus. It has to be that the creations exist only because of his Ratzon. So there's no real existence besides the Rabbanu Shlom. The Rabbanu Shlom's Ratzon is those other things. But if there be another thing that exists that's not necessarily dependent on the Rabbanu Shlom, but he's not dependent on it, that can't be, because then the Rabbanu Shlom would not be Muchrach HaMetzius. Why not? I don't understand
why. That means that for something to exist besides, would be that there is such a thing as a Metzius independent from him, and that would diminish his all encompassing, meaning that everything, that there's nothing that could. If something could exist that is not dependent on him,
No, it could be independent on him. Well, but it exists, but it's dependent on him. But it's not an expression of his Ratzon like we are. It's another existence. It depends on him. If the Rabbanu Shlom wouldn't exist, that thing wouldn't exist either. But if the Rabbanu Shlom exists, that thing exists as a separate existence. Why does that pogeya in the...
Where would he exist exactly?
Again, then we're talking about Shlemus, that there's something where the Rabbanu Shlom isn't. But forget about that. Right? I don't know where he exists. Where does the Rabbanu Shlom exist? I don't know either. Wherever they all exist, where they would exist.
So what's the other...
I don't know what it means.
What doesn't make sense?
What? Why is that pogeya in the hechrich of the Rabbanu Shlom's existence? the Rosh Hashanah can be muchrich to exist. He exists, what's it called, absolutely, except there's something else that exists also.
On the same level?
The same level, maybe dependent on it.
You can create something that...
I can be right.
It's not true. What he says is muchrich hametzias. All the Mepharshim say it. What he says is muchrich hametzias means, yeah, from our standpoint, but not klapi us. It means klapi him. He is an absolute existence not dependent on anything else.
If they're on the same level, then just like the other being's existence depends on the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence depends on him too.
Why?
Well, because okay, then he's subservient. Then it's on the same level, then the other one is subservient.
Right, subservient.
So subservient, just like we are.
No,
just like
that's,
the Malachim.
That's what they explain. It's not true. If we would be just subservient to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there'd be another existence besides him that's subservient to him, he wouldn't be Echad. That's, therefore, we don't exist except in the Ratzon of Hashem. So that existence could exist, but not Baratzon Hashem. It exists subservient to Hashem, but it's another existence that has to exist. It's not something that if that wouldn't exist, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't exist, or whatever. It's just that if the Ribbono Shel Olam exists, that exists, but exists as a separate thing. That's what the Mepharshim here say can't be. It can only be that the thing that exists is not in existence to itself, bichlal. It's merely part of Ratzon Hashem. We're talking now about something that exists that's not necessarily a figment of Ratzon Hashem. It's in separate existence to itself. So again, I understand that can't be, because then the Ribbono Shel Olam is not perfect. There's something that's not the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Probably something the question, probably what the question means is that it's somewhere in that definition is a contradiction, and that's what they mean by mukhav, it can't be.
Yeah, I understand. What does that mean? Why is it a contradiction? I understand that. That's exactly what I understand. Why is it a contradiction? I have no idea.
So it's in a way it's like asking if something exists that wouldn't be dependent, that would have independent existence. Hashem diminishing his own koach. That's what it would mean. He would create something that's not dependent on him.
Let me read you what he says over here. Kiim hein shnayim. If there would be two existences like that, im ken yesh yachasu close b'neim. There is some relationship between the two, and a dependency one on the other. Now, one second, little her why. Because if whatever reason the one is dependent on the other, if the other doesn't exist, this one can't exist either. I don't know why. Ki muchra chametzias perusho shu bilti tali b'metziuso b'shum gori macher. That's what muchra chametzias means. He is an absolute existence that is not dependent on any other thing. V'imyesh nayim ho'echa tali b'sheini. If there are two, then one depends on the other.
One second.
Why? Ki kol echad mehem magbilis mishnehu v'hu talibo. Because one is where it is and not where the other one is. So my being depends on not being the other one. Now I understand a little bit more why it's tali. Because this one can't exist, right, completely, because there's something else that infringes on it. Nimtza she'eno mukhra chametzias. They explain that human beings, right, we are not what's it called a metzias that exists in addition to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if he created it, but he created another metzias that can't be either, but we are a function of Ratzon Hashem. So that's what he says over here. He says the mashal is that the person imagines a tree, right? The imagination is not something in it that exists itself. It exists in the imagination of the person. The difference is that we're not just an imagination. We exist because of Ratzon Hashem, but we are a function of Ratzon Hashem. So there's nothing else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're part of his Ratzon. But if there be something else that exists, it's not, its source is not Ratzon Hashem. It's a separate source. Then neither one could be muchrich by itself, because it's dependent on the other one, at least to say this is where this one starts and this one ends. So I can't have my existence in the place where the other one has existence. Okay, that announced it a little bit more. Okay, but Mukhra Kamatsias means it's an absolute existence. That's why all the Mufarshim here explain it, that an absolute existence is not dependent on anything else. Okay.
What is the difference between the Mukhra that he says that it was given and it was valid?
Right. In Gimel, he's saying that it's impossible that the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't exist, because if he doesn't exist, nothing else exists. That's one idea of Mukhra Chametzias. Second idea of Mukhra Chametzias is that he's not dependent on anything else. Two separate things. Right? Both of them are Machriya Chismetzias. If he'd be dependent on something else, he's not Mukhra, because if that something else wouldn't exist, he wouldn't exist. And the first thing is that it's impossible that the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't exist. Okay, two separate things. Okay, in any case, the more down to earth, so what difference does it make if the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, not one, or whatever, if there's more than one, besides philosophically, right, there are a lot of differences. The difference is, many Avodah Zorahs believed in duality. They believed in a God of good and a God of bad. Good things came from the good God, and bad things came from the bad God, right? They also believed in a God that was the God of the physical world, and then there's a God of the spiritual world. Right? Ufra Hurmiz, the Gemara says, that was split, part physical, part spiritual. If you don't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, and there's possible another, then there's no Achdus in the world either, meaning that there's no one common purpose to the world, because one of these gods has one purpose, and one God has a different purpose. There's din and rachamim, two different things. They don't come from the same thing. That's the difference. When we speak about Achdus Hashem in Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem Elokeinu. According to many Mefarshim, Hashem means Midas HaRachamim, and Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. Hashem Echad, they all come from one source. There's no God of din and one God of rachamim, but it's the same Ribbono Shel Olam that brings din and rachamim. Right? Because if not, then you have a God of Din and a God of Rachamim, and you could have where they compete or whatever, and you could be part of the God of Rachamim and not part of the God of Din or whatever. Also, you could have a God that has to do with the physical world and the God that has the spiritual world. That's not true either. There's no Pirut. The whole idea of Achdus Hashem is that there's no separation. There's no, everything in this world emanates from one source, and everything that happens, physical, spiritual, all comes from one source. There's no two different purposes in this world, right? Because if there would be two different sources, then there'd be two different purposes too. Yeah.
I understood that there's multiple, then morality breaks down, because everyone could appeal to whatever he wants and
right,
compete.
Right.
I'll have my justification and he'll have his justification and there's no...
Right. Even the evil in the world, this comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom Vorei Sarah. Right? Even that is not an existence by itself, doesn't come from another source. Every single thing emanates from one source, and therefore there's one unified purpose of creation. And everything, even contradictory things, emanate from that one source. Right? That says, Mi Hotzi Tahor Mi Tame. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who brings everything, even conflicting things, contradictory things, one from the other. Okay. That's the union of Achdus Hashem.
Nothing bad.
What?
Nothing bad. Nothing.
He's Borei Asara, but he created it for a good purpose. Right? So if you use it for a bad purpose, that's not the reason he did it for. But he gave you that ability.
So when something bad, when there's evil in the world.
Yeah, people take what the Ribbono Shel Olam created and use it for a bad purpose.
He did it
for... He was Borei Ra. But he was Borei the Ra. Right.
He used it for Ra.
Well, right. You don't... Right. What?
He was Borei Tov.
No, that's not what the Pasuk says.
That's what I'm asking.
No, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the ability for there to be Ra in the world, there to be Mavis in the world, right? He expects you to use that Ra, to use that Ra for the good. if you don't, so you have used it for the wrong purpose, but it's his creation.
Why is it ra? If I'm going to use it for the good, why is it called ra?
Because it's, if you don't direct it properly, it's going to automatically be ra. Yetzer hara. It's ra if you don't channel it. If you leave it parshit, it'll be bad. If you channel it, you can turn it into good.
How can that come from the Torah? Naturally.
Because the Rebbe Hashem did that for a good purpose. That's what it says. Tov is Yetzirah Tov. The world will be a good place if it's only Yetzirah Tov. But Tov Ma'od is Yetzirah Hara, because it's there for a good purpose to give you schar. Okay, let's just finish up. Zayin. Nimsa Klal HaYedios HaShorosh Yosa Eila Sheish. Comes out, bottom line, there are six things that a person has to believe or know about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Behem amisas mitziuso yisbarach, that he exists. Shleimuso, that he's perfect. Hechrich himotso, that he has to exist. Heyoso bilti nikla bezulaso, which is a function of hechrich mitziuso, he's not dependent on anything else. Because if he'd be dependent on something else, he wouldn't be an absolute existence. He'd be dependent on something. Pshituso, that he is simple and not complex, not made up of other parts, which is another part of Achdus Hashem. He's one. He's not one made up of many parts. And he's not one and not two. Okay. The Yichud, and that is ultimately Yichud Hashem. All of these last things they explain are all part of Yichud Hashem. They ask, what are the mimosif in this? He already said all of this. But the Derech Hashem, like he said in Hakdama, is that first you have to find out the pratim and put them into one general thing, and the one general thing is these are six things you have to know in order to really believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to know what it is. An imam in bemuna shleima, I believe in the Ribbono, what is he? I don't know, whatever it is, I believe in it. That's absurd. So these are the things you have to know to be able to say that you're a man in Hashem. So he just puts them all together now into that they all fit together. They're not separate things that you can believe one without the other. If you believe all six, then you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you don't believe all six, you believe in something else. That's not the Ribbono Shel Olam of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. No, the Rambam, he shows how all these things, in one of these Svarim, all these things are the Yud Gimel, right. The first four, basically what he says is that, except in the four, there's six that are four. Because in Yichudo, there are a few prophets.